Hello, my name is Samuel George London, and welcome to Comics for the Apocalypse. Today's return guest is comic book creator and really nice guy, Randy Stone, where I'll be asking him about what comics he's been reading recently. But before we get into it, I'd like to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Comic Scene, who are currently hosting a free comic exhibition at the Howden Park Centre in Livingston until 9th of April. Plus, on Saturday 11th of March, there will be a Comic Con where some of the artists involved will be signing comics and drawing sketches. To find out more, be sure to visit comicscene.org. And on a side note, if you enjoy the show today, please leave a review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever podcast service you use, as not only will let me know that you liked it, but believe that it helps make other people aware of the show as well. Now, without further ado, on with the show. Hello, Randy Stone. How's it going?
Good, Sam. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. It's been a relatively sunny day, although rather cold here in the UK. And you're in Canada, right? So yeah. It's going to be even colder in your neck of the woods.
It's been okay. It's been a little wet. We're on the west coast. We get a bit of rain. No snow for a while, though, so it's been okay.
Ah, okay, yeah. That's a bit frustrating. Have you managed to get to the mountains at all?
No, I used to snowboard. That was like almost 20 years ago, and I haven't really done much that since.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I did do a season in Banff. Okay. Many years ago. I'd love to get back out to Canada and shred the gnar, as they say. For those that haven't come across you before, and you're a friend of the show, you've been through the apocalypse before. What do you do in the world of comics?
I've done a bit of everything across the board. I'm currently a publisher at Altruist Comics. I co-created some characters and co-write Bullet in particular. I've done The Sensational Swan. I published a crime anthology called Crime Pays. I've dabbled in writing, art, lettering. I haven't touched colors yet. I don't know. I kind of see things in a more black and white when I do artwork, but I never really found myself coloring, but yeah, pretty much everything else.
Wow, awesome! Where's the best people, best place for people to find you online?
So I've got most social media at Altruist Comics. My website, altruistcomics.com, Facebook group, Altruist Comics as well. I try to stick with that brand. I've got a personal one, Randy Stone COTW. It's just kind of silliness and retweeting comic stuff and whatever else. But Altruist Comics is pretty much where you can find me everywhere on the internet.
Nice one. Nice one. Last time we spoke, you were in the midst of a solar storm reset apocalypse. So yes. I'm wondering how that's been treating you.
Well, I have to say over the winter months, I've had to burn a dozen long boxes of comics to stay warm here, but otherwise I'm staying sane.
keeping it together just about.
Yeah.
Excellent. During that time, amazingly, you've managed to put together a Kickstarter, haven't you?
Yes.
For the latest installment of Bullet Adventures. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so this one, it follows up the initial debut of the continuing series we did last time we spoke. We've got issues 2 and 3 now. I'm giving away the story from issue 2, basically as a try before you buy. Let everybody discover how much fun it is and how much they'll love it. And then hopefully they'll support the whole thing, getting second and third issues, as well as a catch-up. You can get the first and everything else that I've done through Altruist.
Fantastic. And of course that link to the Kickstarter is in the show notes, folks, but if you look up Bullet Adventures on Kickstarter, I'm sure you'll find it. And as this episode airs, you'll have about 11 days left, and you're going strong already. You've met your target,
but yeah, you know, weekend,
more, so more, more yeah, well, congratulations. But more the merrier. So, yes. Folks, make sure that you go check out Bullet Adventures. For this one in particular, how has your creative process been during the creation of
Hasn't changed too much. I've actually banked these stories quite a while back. They were mostly done last year, and I'm just slowly releasing them now. We did have an art change because Laura Kane wasn't available to come back for the second issue. So I guess the difference there is that the scripts were done and Nico Carrizo and Fran Cirelli came on board with the existing scripts that initially Laura was going to do. But it was a good timing. We switched to the present day, so there was an obvious shift in the tone and the time period. So it actually made a lot of sense to move to a different art team anyways. And they're killing it. So it's amazing to see Nico's work. He's brand new. This is his first published work. And he's incredible. Like, if you've seen the pages, that he was fresh off a long stint on a Marvel top-tier book. Like, he's really good. Fran's an amazing colorist as well. Compliments his style. Mm-hmm. And just a really good match. So it's all good. It's great. The creative process with Jordan is pretty much the same. We hashed out ideas, and then he took the reins on scripting, and it went on from there. So it's just been
fantastic.
Fun.
So it sounds fun and smooth, which isn't always the case, but it's good to know that it does happen.
Yeah, creating the book itself is actually quite easy compared to putting it out and marketing and stuff. So that's where all the fun is, and seeing pages come in, and as we go back and forth with Jordan and myself, springboarding off each other's ideas. It's always a lot of fun that way.
That's awesome. During this time as well, that you've been biding your time in the Solar Storm reset, I believe you've been reading some comics as well. What have you been reading recently?
Yeah, I tried to pick up a few over the Christmas break. I honestly don't read that much, but the one I really liked was Stillwater by Chip Zdarsky and Ramon Perez. I thought that was pretty cool. I picked up the first two trades from the library. That's right. I've also been supporting the library more than buying books myself. But I quite liked the story. It was executed well. And something I quite liked is the way that they used full bleeds on every page. And I think that's something I'd like to try in my own work in a project in the future. It just had a different look compared to having the white borders or the gutters around there.
Nice. And just to give the listeners a flavor, what's Stillwater about?
So it's this town, just in the middle of nowhere, I guess, that all residents within the city borders can't die or get hurt. They get hurt, but they'll immediately heal. But as soon as they leave the borders of that town, then they're just like everybody else. So there's kind of some intrigue there as the character comes in. He's got a connection to the town. And he comes back as an adult and then finds the mysterious occurrences going on there that they're trying to keep a secret. So it's just a really neat concept, and the execution was really well done.
Oh, that's awesome. So it looks like they're up to about issue 17 at the moment, with issue 18 coming out on the 1st of March. So he seems to be going strong.
Yeah, I think it's actually coming to an end. Which is
Right. So there's an ending.
I think with 18 or so. So yeah, I guess they tell their story and wrap it there instead of letting it drag on longer than it should, as some comics tend to.
Yeah, totally. And looking at like the variation of all of the covers of all of the different issues, it's really different.
Yeah, really graphic just like stuff.
Some really graphic stuff, even for a front cover. Some really beautiful ones. Mm-hmm. Really striking.
Yeah, it's worth a read.
Yeah, definitely. Fantastic. I'll have to check out that one for sure. And then what else has been in your reading list recently?
Man, that's even going back a month now since I was really reading a bunch of stuff. I can't recall. I think I went on a bit of a chip tear there. Afterlift?
Yes.
That was a book you did, and I read that around the same time. It was a Comixology Originals that they put out in print. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. It was an interesting idea, kind of like an Uber driver who ends up taking somebody to the afterlife. It was good.
Nice. Sounds like a fun premise. Yeah. And in the true Chip Zdarsky style, it's kind of like straight into it.
Yeah.
And that's through Dark Horse.
Sorry, I missed the last thing you said?
That's through Dark Horse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they arranged to do the print publication of the Comixology originals. And that's probably how that worked.
Yes. Yeah, because as you said, it was a Comixology original. And then then they collected the five issues together in that. Nice. Oh, that's cool. Nice. And then I believe that you have also been reading Love is Love.
Oh, yeah. So that was an older anthology. Thank you for the reminder. And we talked about that in email, and then time just went by.
Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It kind of spurred some creativity for me, too. There's something I'd been meaning to do for a while is an anthology of one-pagers. And for the most part, this was one- or two-page stories, as a lot of these kind of charity anthologies are. Because you're getting top-tier people that can't commit to longer than just a page or two, but they can probably fill that into their schedule. So yeah, it was really neat to see that. A lot of great talent, important message there. So
yes, enjoyed that quite a bit. Exactly. Because for those that don't aren't aware, so the Love is Love anthology was a tribute to the victims of the Orlando nightclub shooting.
Yeah.
Obviously a very worthy cause. That was published by IDW, but DC, I believe, helped out a little bit as well. So were there any actual kind of standout stories within that for you?
No, I'm forgetting everything because it has been.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. sure, but I mean, it's a pretty big one. It's like 144 pages, and you know, it's quite a long list of folks there. Even Mark Miller's in there as well, Al Ewing, and all sorts of big names in there. Yeah. So, it sounds like if you want to go check out a very varied anthology, Love is Love is potentially one to check out.
Yeah, for sure. Highly recommended. Yeah. I feel bad for forgetting everything that was in there in detail, but there were several stories in there that were quite touching. So,
yeah, as well. Oh, cool. And then the last one, I believe, that you've been reading recently is Witchblood.
You know what? I picked it up and I didn't get a chance to actually start reading it. So I got.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, actually, I didn't end up reading it in the end. You have actually got it. You just haven't got round to it yet.
Yeah, it's still sitting there calling for me.
Oh, hey, man, it happens to all of us, doesn't it? Like, you know, you find a cool pitch, a cool premise, and a cool cover. It's like, right, I am going to read that, definitely.
Exactly.
This one in particular, it's got a pretty cool front cover, which is like, there's a chick at the top and she's like got purple blood coming out of her mouth or something. And she's got green hair. And then there's like a load of vampires underneath. Yeah. It's looking fun. To give people just a flavor of what the actual synopsis is, I'm just bringing it up now. So we got an idea of what it is. A non-stop supernatural action adventure bathed in magic, blood, motorcycles, mayhem, vampires, and an unconventional 1,000-year-old witch named Yonna. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And then it goes on to say, a modern Wild West road trip about a witch named Yonna cruising the Southwest as a band of bloodthirsty biker vampires. The Hounds of Love hunt her scattered coven for the source of all magic, witch blood. From the critically acclaimed creators of the modern witch tarot deck and long lost comes Witchblood, the Hounds of Love. Blend of action, lore, and Americana. Sounds very fun. Totally. So I hope that you do get around to reading that at some point. Other than that, has anything else taken your fancy recently?
I've been so disconnected from things that are coming out. Like, you see, everything that I mentioned is probably a year or 3 years ago that they're actually published.
Yeah.
I'm so behind in reading. I guess just things that I've been backing a lot of Kickstarters and stuff, just kind of throwing some pledges their way. A lot of indie creators, nice. Stuff that looks cool.
I
haven't had a chance to read much. Just my money typically goes towards my own books. My time is split between a real job and my family. So, you know, sitting down to read is difficult when I try to find spare time. I put into my own books.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I find that I have to actually dedicate time to actually to read, basically. Yeah. Because through the podcast, I get a lot of recommendations, and, you know, sometimes I'll be able to find certain books for cheap on eBay or something like that, or or I'll be able to swap it with a friend through there's another podcast called the Awesome Comics Podcast. Shout out to the ACP guys, and they have a Slack. They have a Slack, and one of the channels on there is a swap channel. So you can put what comics you've got at the moment that you're happy to swap with an equivalent comic, I've been swapping quite a few on that, which has been really good. Because you have to mail.
Yeah.
So you just pay for the postage, and then you get some new comics, because there are certain, you know, trades that you'll probably just only end up reading once.
Right.
And other than that, it just sits on your shelf, really. And it's not to say that it wasn't fun reading it. Like, it's totally, like, it was good to read it, but probably just the once or twice.
Exactly.
And then you're happy to move on. So that's been really good. As I say, I've been dedicating time, particularly in the evening, to actually do some reading.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I think the only thing I consume is some TV when I'm folding laundry and stuff like that, you know, but I can't do that at the same time as reading a comic.
It doesn't work like that, unfortunately, does it? Yeah, man. Hey, Randy, it's been really good to catch up. Was there anything else that you wanted to bring up with the listeners in regards to Bullet Adventures?
Yeah, I just hope everybody gives it a shot. Like I said, issue 2, the story's there, full story for free. So enjoy that. If you can support, great. Even if it's just a matter of spreading the word, I really appreciate that to reach a larger audience. But I think it's a fun book. The creators on it that I've assembled here, a team of really professional, enthusiastic, great artists and writers, letters. It's a great book, and I can't say enough about it. I'm its biggest fan, so I hope other people give it a shot. And I'm pretty sure they'll like it.
Nice. Excellent. And again, all of Randy's links are in the show notes, folks, so feel free to go click through to all of Randy's work. And other than that, man, best of luck with the rest of the campaign. As we said, you've surpassed your target already, but more the merrier. So hopefully you'll hit 200%.
Thanks so much, Sam.
No worries, dude. Take it easy, and see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks again to Randy for being on Comics for the Apocalypse. It was an absolute pleasure once again. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or whichever podcast service you use, as not only will you know that you liked it, but believe that it helps make other people aware of the show as well. And if you'd like to check out Randy's work or follow him on social media, those links are in the show notes, along with all our own links to various areas of the internet. Speaking of which, if you haven't already, be sure to visit Comic Scene's website at comicscene.org for comic news and other fun sequential art stuff. And finally, as long as the apocalypse doesn't come to pass in the near future, I'll see you next time. Bye for now.